AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction.
Joining us now is Bharat Ramamurthy. He is the Deputy Director of the National Economic Council. And there's been plenty of activity from the Biden administration in this latest effort is to bring hearing aids, increase the availability of hearing aids. Bharat, tell us about what's happening.
Sure. So right now, in order to get a hearing aid, you typically have to go to a doctor, to a specialist, to get a fitting. And at the end of the day, that whole process and the hearing aids can cost about $5,000 a pair. What we are proposing to do is allow hearing aids to be sold over the counter at your local drugstore. And as a result of cutting all that red tape, the typical cost of a hearing aid in our projection will be a few hundred dollars instead of several thousand dollars. So we'll be able to save folks thousands of dollars on hearing aids. And one of the reasons that's so important is because about 40 million Americans have mild to moderate hearing loss, but only 20% of those folks actually have hearing aids. And one big reason for that is because it's so expensive. So our hope is that by allowing these hearing aids to be sold over the counter much more cheaply, a lot of those folks who've been going without hearing aids now will actually be able to afford them in the future.
Okay, so who's eligible for this?
Any adult. So this is anybody 18 and up will be able to go after these rules go into place and the program takes effect. Will be able to go to their local drugstore, pick up a pair of hearing aids as long as they're an adult.
Okay. Now, was this a specific executive order that was put into action by President Biden, or is it part of a bigger package?
Yeah, so the history here is that in 2017, there was a bipartisan bill with Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa, Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, that allowed these over-the-counter sales to happen. But the Food and Drug Administration needed to issue some rules to actually make that a reality. The previous administration didn't act on those rules. They let the bill just sit there. And for 3 years, no progress was made on this issue. When President Biden came into office, one of the first things that he did was issue an executive order saying, I expect these rules to come out this fall. And what happened today is that the Food and Drug Administration met that deadline and issued the rules. That's the first step towards getting these hearing aids available to folks over the counter starting next year.
Okay. I keep hearing you say over the counter, but usually you've got to have doctor's orders for hearing aids. Is that not part of the equation here?
That's not going to be part of the equation. So the way I think about it is you might be able to go into your local drugstore and pick up a pair of reading glasses, right? There's still a process where you go see a doctor and get a prescription for more difficult to manage cases. But if you just want a simple pair of reading glasses, you can go to a drugstore and pick one up relatively cheaply. Same thing here for hearing aids. You'll be able to go into your local drugstore, no prescription, off-the-shelf buy hearing aids that work for folks with mild to moderate hearing loss. I want to be clear, folks with more severe and complicated cases, there's probably not going to be options available for them at the drugstore. They still have to go to a specialist. But for that, the 40 million Americans with mild to moderate hearing loss, there's going to be over-the-counter options available.
Outstanding. Okay, so the proposed rule was issued on October 19th. What's the next step?
So what happens now is that there is a 90-day period during which medical professionals and doctors and the public can just comment on the rules. They can read them, take a look at them at FDA.gov if you're interested. If you want to file a comment, go ahead and do that. The FDA then looks at all the comments, decides if they need to change the rule in any way. Then they issue the final rule at some point next year, probably in the spring. That puts us on track, if we meet that schedule, to have the hearing aids available at some point before the end of next year.
Okay, hearing aids today, what comes tomorrow?
Yeah, so look, this is part of the president's executive order on competition that he issued a few months ago. There were 72 specific actions that the president told his agencies to work on quickly to promote more competition throughout the American economy. This is one big one, right? Because if hearing aids are available over the counter, we expect lots of new companies to come in and start manufacturing and producing lower cost hearing aids to be sold at your local drugstore. But there's lots of other examples, more price transparency when it comes to airline tickets, actions to help reduce the cost of prescription drugs, for example, supporting state level programs to import cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. There's all sorts of good pro-consumer actions in the president's executive order on competition, all of which are intended to bring down prices that people pay for everything from airline tickets to groceries to prescription drugs to hearing aids.
Boy, you I perked up when you said groceries there, Bharat. Is there any conversation about an effort to put a price cap on some groceries?
Well, what there is an effort from the administration to do is address some of the key drivers of increasing grocery costs. So to dig in a little bit on that, a lot of the increased prices that folks are facing at the grocery store are driven by meat products, beef, chicken, and pork. And if you look at that industry, what you have is a highly concentrated meatpacking industry that is both squeezing producers on the front end and also squeezing retailers and consumers on the back end. What you see if you look at the data is that the profits for those meatpacking companies is going absolutely through the roof. And at the same time, producers are getting less and less for what they produce, and consumers are paying more and more at the grocery store. So what the administration has announced is a set of actions to go right at that concentration in the meat processing sector, provide more options for producers so they can sell their goods at a fair price, and also create more options on the back end so consumers have more options for buying beef at the store. Again, that's just one of many actions that the administration is taking to address concentration in the economy, promote more competition, which has the effect of reducing prices that folks pay.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, the effort there that's being administered by USDA to bring some more dollars for the small and medium-sized processors, local, regional meat lockers, is the effort that that we're pursuing there. Excellent. What else do we need to know from the National Economic Council?
Well, just that the president is hard at work trying to, like I said, bring more competition into the American economy. Competition not just for the goods that people buy at the store, like hearing aids in today's announcement, but competition for workers, too. One thing that the president has talked a lot about is wanting to have an economy where businesses compete hard for workers. That's what drives up wages for folks. That's what makes sure that people are treated fairly on the job. And what we're seeing now is an economy that is starting to reflect that. Wages for lower income workers in particular have been going up very steadily. And that's the kind of sort of bottom up, middle out economy that President Biden has been trying to build.
All right. Thank you so much, Bharat. Appreciate that. That is Bharat Ramamurthy. He is the Deputy Director of the National Economic Council.